Time to talk a little golf clubs and custom fitting and instruction with our good friend. He's the founder of Impact Golf. Derek Fox joins us right now. You can check him out at impactgolfcenter.com. Derek, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you back on the show. Here we are in a new year, and it's springtime and new season. You've got a lot of manufacturers that have come out with their new equipment. And, you know, look, at places like Utah, where we're jonesing to get out and play some golf, but we're in a seasonal climate, and the skiing's premier right now, but we're starting to get little tastes of springtime, and the snow's melted. A lot of golf courses are starting to open up intermittently when the weather allows. So I'm guessing you're starting to see it ramp up there where, you know, players are jonesing to get out and try some new gear, huh?
Yeah. March, April, May are always usually really slammed in the fitting world. You know, all the new stuff launched kind of late January, February. People are still kind of buried, and now they're starting to get the itch, and, you know, the ideas of new clubs start to get in their heads. I think the marketing ramps up this time of year, it seems like, too, and golf season on tour ramps up. They see all the new people playing it. So yeah, March, April, May is always usually busy for us on the fitting circuit. So it's fun. It's fun to get the new stuff, see how people hit it, and see kind of what surprises are out there for the year. So
I always like to ask you this, just, you kind of got the finger on the pulse as people are coming in. I assume that when people come in, they got their eye on something like, hey, I want to try this new driver or these new irons, or I heard about this new hybrid or what have you. What's kind of the buzz? What's the demand from that you're seeing so far early on in the fitting season?
I mean, I definitely think, you know, the two giants of Callaway and TaylorMade, you know, they're coming out with some good marketing, and the AI smoke has been really taken off for me so far this year. A lot of people are interested in that. The QI10, in my opinion, is a big step up, not only in cosmetics, feel, performance-wise. You know, that new TaylorMade is a lot more forgiving than last year. So I actually think last year was maybe a little bit of a down year for me on TaylorMade standards. I think this will be another good one. You know, Ping's always popular because, you know, Ping tends to, you know, they claim to design the golf club for the everyday golfer, always touted to be the most forgiving. And so I do with all those. The Titleist too, we've had a really good run with the TSR series. So that'll be phasing out by the fall. But, I mean, it's been a great couple of years to get fit for drivers. I mean, obviously they're regulated by the rules, but they're making them more forgiving. And I've really been impressed with the drivers the last couple of years. And so, yeah, it's been good. Iron-wise, you know, we do really well here with all the brands that, you know, Strixon, we really have done well with their product line, with the forging process they use, the Japanese forge, the V-Sole, you know, the Mizuno lines have been starting to take off really good. Obviously, you always do well with the P790s, and, you know, the new Apex Pros just came out. I know we just got a shiny set of those built up, and this year's Apex Pro I like much better than last batch, so I would expect another really good run with those as well. So
I love it. Derek Fox, Impact Golf, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. It's my 50th this week, and you guys were awesome to get that build together. So shout out to my friends at Callaway and Fujikura for sending the components over, and, you know, always rely on you to build those there at Impact. You've been not only my golf instructor, but to building clubs for me for a long, long time. But what am I looking forward to? Because to be honest with you, I had a demo day. I didn't get in. You're so busy these days, Derek. And I kind of have, I'll say this, I kind of have maybe my specs are kind of in my mind. I feel like what I've been hitting has been working. You know, I've actually really liked the previous Apex Pro. So I kind of just built them to the same specs. But what can I expect? I got this Axiom shaft that's new to me. And then these new heads, the Apex Pros from Callaway.
Yeah, so the Apex Pro has a little, they did a much higher quality steel in the forging process of the faceplate on that. They are injection molded, so, you know, you get some of that forgiveness. I feel like in testing, sometimes when you get that injection molding, you always run the risk of some heaters, just because you're adding that forgiveness in. I feel like feel like the Apex Pro in testing so far has kind of minimized the heater. You still have it a little bit, but not maybe as much as some of the other injection molded irons. And plus the feel off the face is super soft, going with the softer steel on the face plate. Clean look from the top line. I mean, they look like blades and they're fairly forgiving clubs. So it gets you the, kind of that classic look. Mixed with the Axiom shafts, you know, we're one of the top Fujikura dealers in the world, and we're big fans of what they do at Fujikura. The VeloCore technology is kind of a game changer with kind of stabilizing the tip of shafts to eliminate some of the gear effect, tighten your dispersions. They added that into the Axiom line last year. It is a little bit of a higher price point graphite shaft, but graphite, I think you'll see more and more people go to as the technology keeps getting better, like the Axiom. It's definitely, we've done really well with it here. And, you know, to have a graphite shaft, but you get maybe some of the benefits of graphite for wear and tear on your body, the trajectory, spin, but you also get some of the stability that you want in steel with that VeloCore tip. So it's a really good product that we're really excited about here at Impact Golf. So it's been an awesome set, dude.
I'm excited to go play.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited to go play. Yeah. Derek Fox joining us here on Real Golf Radio. All right, so let's do this again because I know there's people listening. They're like, yeah, thanks. Glad you got a new set of clubs. But what do I do? What's my move? You know, how do I go in there? How do I get a hold of Derek? How do I even start the process? Tips for guys out there that are looking at a new set and, you know, trying to decide what's best for them. Take us through kind of a little step-by-step on how to get started on picking out a new set of irons. Or driver, for that matter.
Yeah, get set up. You know, so our phone number is 801-987-8934. Just call. You know, I have myself plus four other certified fitters working for me now that I've personally trained, and they've shadowed me for some of them going on 3-4 years. So they're awesome fitters. All my fitters are either golf professionals or college players or mini tour players. So, I'm a big fan of trying to hire great players that I can teach to be great fitters. So you call, get the appointment first for whatever you want. We charge a fitter's fee, and then we discount that 50% with the purchase of any clubs. From there, we run you through a pretty extensive process. I mean, you've been through it before. We have a ton of shaft head combinations. Try to find out what the best combination is for you. We do only fit to the upgraded components here. Because, you know, we're big believers in the shaft piece is just as important as the head piece. One of the things that does make us different, though, is we have added a good option to purchase, which I didn't always have. But, you know, price points can get pretty pricey when you start throwing upgraded shafts in a full set. So we run, at the end of the fitting, we go through a price. We kind of have three options to buy the clubs. We have a good option, a better option, and a best option. Your good option is actually a recommended stock price. So it'd be very price competitive to a big box store online. But what you're going to get there is as the fitter, we'll go into the back office and find the free upgrade that is closest to the expensive upgrade. So we'll look at profiles, spin profiles, kick points, weight. You know, we'll do all that research for you so that if you are on a little bit of a budget, we'll try to pick. You know, when I first started fitting, there were no options there. It was just an RS and an X. Now there are, but it still is kind of a tricky thing to navigate. So let us find the profile that fits you the best and then try to find the best match on the free upgrade. I mean, golf clubs are expensive now anyway, so even if you're going to buy something, get fit, come in here. You know, we can get you that good option as well, which is pretty exciting that we're offering that now. Kind of a price competitive point. And then from there it's upgrades. You know, we do a free basic build with every upgraded shaft you buy through us. So we'll cut it and glue it in at no charge. And then we do offer our best product is when we add the tour build to it, which includes SST shaft curing, which we're massive advocates of here. It kind of aligns the shaft, shows us where we should glue it in. So it'll have the best stability, best performance and consistency. I've got a lot of stories that are fun about puring. One of my favorites is actually with Bob. He did a driver, loved it. Then I saw him in a scramble, wasn't loving it. I saw his grip was crooked. So I'm like, well, you rotated your pure point. was like on the third hole of the scramble. And so I unscrewed it, screwed it back into the pure point, and he didn't miss the fairway the rest of the day. So a lot of stories like that where the puring, I mean, if you're going to spend that kind of money on a shaft, we really feel like it's up there. But we want to give people options. So we got options for every budget, but, you know, don't sacrifice a great fit because you think that, you know, I mean, an awesome, really great set of custom with upgraded shafts can get pricey, but we don't want you to scare that away from a great experience here at Impact. And then we can work with you to design whatever package you need to fit within your budget. So that's kind of something we're pushing a lot more this year and trying to just make sure everybody gets what they need for the price they can afford. So we're excited about that. And like I said, I got awesome fitters that work for me. I work with them personally every day, making sure they're on top of things. They shadow me quite a bit. So, you know, just trying to teach my skills to some eager, awesome golfers that can help more people with their game. So
I love it. And Derek, if somebody has a particular brand that they want to play when they come in, I'm sure maybe that's their focus, but they might want to try a couple others. What do you say about that? If you're a fan of a brand and you want to stick with it, do you just kind of fit the right shaft? I mean, what or do guys say, hey, I'm seeing better numbers with this other club that I didn't think I wanted, and they stick with what's the ratio of I came in with my heart set on this and I switched to this just purely on the numbers? Or do people, when they love a product, that helps them maybe swing it a little with a little more confidence?
So our comment that I make to a lot of these people is you're paying them to pay their clubs, not the other way around like the pros. So I try to get them to be fairly brand agnostic because it's like, look, you know, you're here to get what you hit the best. Obviously, we're going to hit the brands you like, but be open-minded. And most guys coming to me are pretty open-minded. And once we can show them the results of what's the best, they tend to go for it. I obviously am, I'm taking the player's feedback a lot as well as a fitter. You know, you got to like what you see. You got to like what it feels like. I mean, you got to like what you're looking down at. And so it doesn't matter if it's necessarily the best if you can't stand looking at it. So I do train my fitters to take that into account. You know, some guy, I do have the rare guy that just will just play Titleist or he'll just play Ping. And that's fine. You know, at that point, they're your clubs. So our job at that point would be, you know, if you are stuck and you just want one brand, our job would be to make that the best possible selection within that brand as possible. But I would caution people anytime you get fit to have an open mind because it's shocking to me how often somebody comes in expecting one brand to be what they want and they walk out with something else and they love it. It's also shocking to me as a fitter how often I think somebody will hit a certain thing really well and be like, oh, that guy's going to be perfect for this club. And then they end up hitting something totally different, better. And I think a lot of that does have some to do with that subconscious look and feel and the waiting and, you know, kind of the wand picks you, you know? So it's definitely something that the experience is fun. So coming in with an open mind, I think, is always a positive.
I love that you ended on that. It is fun. It's a fun process to go through. It's cool. It gives you a lot of confidence knowing you've been custom fit and that this is made for you and your swing. Derek, thanks so much, man. We're going to have you on again and talk instruction because, again, I love your approach to the swing and it's helped me a ton for sure. So really appreciate you sharing some insights. Again, check out impactgolfcenter.com where you can, you got all the information there. You can book your time, schedule, give them a call and get on the fitting list and go get fit for your favorite new product or what might become your favorite new product once Derek gets done with you and you go through that process. Appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, you bet. One quick thing too. We do have two new locations coming in Kaysville and St. George. So be looking for those if you need to get fit in some of the other areas. So
I love that. Exciting. That's right. Congratulations on the expansion for sure. Thanks, Derek. We'll talk to you again real soon. That's Derek Fox with Impact Golf, impactgolfcenter.com.